You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hey, everybody, it's the Yes, I'm Still Sober and the Cats Are Doing Fine podcast. I'm John Rabin, and the cats are Sid and Q-Tip, and they are doing relatively swell. They constantly stare at me like, you know, every day is quarantine for us. So we're doing fine. We're hanging in there. I hope you're hanging in there as well. It's a lot. It's been a lot. Just the news and what's going on and people's reactions and social media, everything. It's a lot. I know it's a lot. It's why I've abstained for the most part from Facebook specifically. A few weeks ago, I think I told you that I was trying to substitute my Facebook addiction with Bejeweled, and I am on level 64 on Bejeweled. So it's been going all right. I've got I alternate between that and Words with Friends, which I don't play with any friends at all. So it's a bullshit name. I mainly play my mom, so it might as well be Scrabble with Mother. And so I've got that going on. So I alternate between those two, and then every day I do my Duolingo because I'm slowly but surely, kind of, sort of, but we'll kind of see, maybe learning Spanish. Even though I took 2 years of Spanish in high school and a little bit in college, and yet it's still like starting over because if you don't use it every day, you know, that's how it goes. But I hope you're taking a break from things. I hope you're not overwhelming yourself because it's just, I just out of curiosity, like glanced at one of the news outlets that I frequent just to see, could we do John Reads the News? We can't. There's nothing light going on. So we're not going to do that. And that's the thing. You gotta just limit the intake because really, I mean, you can see it everywhere. Just people are just looking for some kind of an outlet to overreact and just all the pent up bullshit that they're apparently not dealing with on their own. They're just shooting it out at each other and just reinforcing my belief that nobody should be on Twitter as a person. Like, this podcast is on Twitter because I have an auto-generated posting. But, you know, I would gladly remove it if everybody else was like, we're all getting off of Twitter, everybody. Yeah, let's do it. You know, in that kind of mob mentality. Never mob mentality for a good thing. You know, that has a good, it just, it's no good, everybody. It's not, So just so much going, just so much shit, dude. It feels like the longest year. My girlfriend made this suggestion about 2020 that, you know, this year's a bust, that everybody should just skip this year, like nobody should count their birthday. Just not, doesn't count. We'll continue. We'll pick it up next year. Just, you know, I'll be 46 again. Just, we'll just keep going because it just doesn't. It's like, really, does this, you know, does an indoor year count? Yeah, it'll fuck up math. But, you know, just don't tell people the year you were born. Don't have them do the math there. We all just have the agreement, sort of like leap year or whatever. This is like the February 29th of years. Let's just skip it. Let's just be done with it. I mean, we have to let it ride, you know, let's ride through it, but then just, you know, it shouldn't count. It's a mulligan of a fucking year. Which is funny, because I think we said the same thing about 2019. Yeah, but I'm telling you, 2021, that's where it's at. Huh? I'll change subjects here just to, because this came up. I was talking to my mom. I was thinking about this because my girl and I were like talking about like things that you could say, like the way you talk in front of your friends versus your family, and like how you censor yourself in front of some like older relatives or whatever. And I was thinking about it, about how my mom being very religious, how I, you know, for the longest time, I never obviously didn't cuss in front of her or anything. And she knew to avoid, she saw me do comedy one time in 1998. And she hasn't seen me do comedy since. You know, she didn't listen to my album. She doesn't listen to this podcast. Just, you know, not a fan of the F word. And just the language, you know. And it was nice when she saw me in 98 because I think she came out to the contest. It was a funniest person in Austin contest, and so there was like a little bit over a dozen people going up, and a lot of them were just garbage. And a lot of them were filthy, and it just, you know, it lessened my language, which was not appropriate in 98, and certainly not for her, but just for, you know, human beings. And so it really, I think it made me look good. But I realized that over time, so that was, so, you know, from the 90s on, just, you know, I haven't... I've always watched my language around her, but it's kind of evolved a little bit to where, and I realize I have there's two curse words that I can use and get away with when I talk to my mom on the phone. And that's shit and asshole. But I can only pull them out like once in a conversation, and it has to be really appropriate. And it has to be one of those things where I take this dramatic pause and I'm like, well, I gotta tell you, it's just, I don't know what else to say, Mom. It was shit. Like, it has to be just really, and just like, oh. And she'll laugh because she, you know, because it's, that's the, it's like shock humor at my mom's level, just saying, oh, well, you know, he's, I've got nothing else to say other than, you know, that guy's an asshole. No, you're incorrigible. The A word. Those are the only two, though. Because, you know, because bitch has a bad connotation, obviously hates fuck, and then we got to stay clear away from the Lord's name in vain, you know? So it's funny. Just those two made the cut. Those are the two. And only once, though. It's like a, you know, in case of emergency, break glass and use expletive. And again, only one of those two. I don't think I've even used both of them in one conversation. It's like an either or scenario. It's like a one time, all right, I'll give you that one, but let's watch it, Mister. That kind of a thing. Also, was thinking about this. That when, because I was talking to my mom earlier today, because I had to ask her, because I was thinking about it, because my brother and I, my parents are divorced and they both remarried, but they had two kids, so it's me and my brother, and both of us have the same initials. And our first name is from the New Testament, and our middle name is from the Old Testament. My name's John David. My brother's name is James Daniel. I know, it's big Bible nerds. But that's how we are. But I was wondering if we had, if there was another sibling, if they had a third kid together and they were going to keep the format, it gets significantly harder to follow that format after the first two. The first two, it's a huge drop off. And I realized it, and I let my mom know that, hey, if you were to if you guys had a third child, his name, assuming it was a boy, of course, his name would have been Joseph Deuteronomy. So it's really good that there's only two. You know, I've given this a lot of thought because what else do we have to do but think, right? I got to tell you, if this is a sign, like if things are going to just slowly get worse and worse, which I don't think they are really. I think that we've had some mania, and I think that we'll continue to go. Like my honest belief, like in my heart, I believe that it's never going to be as bad as we think it's going to be. Is the fear and like in our head what we, you know, our fear and our what we think's going to transpire in the future. It's never going to be that bad, which is always, you know, just the anxiety and everything that we generate because of our thoughts, just making things worse than they really are going to be, just putting ourselves through hell before going through heck, right? So I don't think it's going to be that. But let's say it is. If this is the beginning and going towards, if this is the apocalypse, I gotta say that this is the most annoying apocalypse ever. Just irritating. Because social media and the internet just allows you to really see how people are losing their goddamn mind and how you can see how people are overreacting on things while never leaving your apartment or house. It's strange. It's a strange, you don't have to go out and fend, you know, and because I'm playing Fallout 4. All right. This is what I've been doing with my free time is I play my Xbox and I escape the harsh reality by going into a harsh fake reality, an even harsher one. You know, because at least in that apocalypse, you're heavily armed. I mean, granted, you have to deal with people who have been turned to zombies by too much radiation. So they become what's called ghouls. You've got other people who are experimented on by the government, you know, soldiers that got turned into super soldiers, and then they got all like Hulkified and turned into these big mutants. You got those guys, you got it, who are trying to kill you. You got raiders who do what raiders do, right? And then, you know, then you've got mercenary groups called gunners. So you got all these groups that you're shooting at and stabbing and just, you know, blowing up with grenades and rocket launchers and mini guns, which are, you know, fucking rad, by the way. But at least that's exciting. You're on your toes. This, where we're just sitting inside watching our leaders or lack of leaders, the only ones that are available, become dumber and dumber. You watch people who are the most vocal becoming dumber and dumber, saying dumber and dumber shit, focusing on not on context of what's being said, but how things are worded. You've got other people who are like, I don't like this person. I think I'll go back and see if maybe there's something they said in a podcast in 2009 I could totally shit on them for. Meanwhile, giving me attention because I discovered this and it'll make me feel like a better person, even though I'm not, because I'm imperfect like all humans. But I'll get validation, and that'll be enough for to get me through today, so I don't have to look at myself and see how broken I really am. So these are, this is what's going on. And meanwhile, you're just watching all of it, and you're watching people through Zoom and just go and just slowly kind of just crack because they're not taking care of themselves. And it's irritating. It's annoying. It bothers me a lot, which is why I distract myself with a goddamn video game. You know, or I've got two different books that I'm ignoring. But I am kind of reading. I read every other day. Not a lot, but enough for me to just kind of go, good job, John. You read three pages. It's good. I don't know. It's I don't really have a point. I think my point is that this can't be the end of the world as we know it, because it's too anticlimactic and ridiculous. It's just dumb. You know, to have the idiots who are in charge that do nothing while we just kind of sit there and go, well, this is it. So, you know, you've got to take care of yourself. We've all got to take care of ourselves and watch out for each other, because there's no organization that I know of that's going to do it for you. Dun, 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 dun. We're going to die. No, it's fine. It's fine. We're going to be fine. It is. It's going to be fine. The only thing that I'm concerned about, because I'm not really concerned, because people, you know, life finds a way and all that other Jurassic Park shit. We're gonna make it through. It's just we've had it too easy for too long. So, you know, things are fragile and our systems are corrupt. Everything's about money. Everybody's looking out for themselves. So it's just gonna take all of us just to try a little bit harder and be a little bit less of an asshole. That's basically what we're gonna have to do. So we'll see, man. But my biggest concern is I don't know what my art form, art quote unquote, stand-up comedy. I don't know what stand-up comedy, how that's gonna be. I know they're gonna try to open different clubs and try to, you know, we're just gonna check everybody's temperature. That'll be fun. I don't know. Because the thing is that if I was in my 20s, I wouldn't give a shit. Like, I'd follow the rules and everything, but as soon as the comedy venue opened, I would be there. But I'm not in my 20s. I'm 46. I've done comedy for 23 years now. So, like, I can wait. I can focus on doing this thing. I can just talk shit here every week. And it's just, but the other thing about that is that it's weird in the case of my sobriety, because a lot of when I used to do comedy is tied to the bar life that I was always about. And it was tied to doing drugs and just getting wasted, just getting drunk a lot. And it was exciting on a different level, because that's how I lived. I just did it longer than I should have. You know, I didn't cut it off at a certain time. I just kept going until, you know, till it became a downward spiral. But it was fun for a long time. And so it's weird when you go back, when you're used to doing comedy, you know, with your lifestyle, and it was sort of infused together, and all of a sudden comedy becomes something different. It's less fun, if I'm being honest. You know, you just kind of, comedy itself is the same. Like the feeling that you get by making people laugh on stage and performing it in the art form, the writing it, it's complete shit. So you have to work it out and go on stage again. And you're like, okay, that's less shitty. And you do it again. And you're like, hey, it's starting to tighten up. It doesn't smell as bad. And you just keep going. Then finally, you have a pretty good bit there. And then you work on another one while you're constantly working on that one. And you're coming up with new stuff. Like, that still's the same. But, like, it's just... I think it's just a natural thing. And that's why most of the people that I started doing comedy with and who started immediately after me, actually everybody around that same time, most of them have stopped. They all moved on. I just keep, you know, I keep doing it because I still love the actual comedy part of it. But because it's not the same kind of level, because I'm not that same kind of person. It doesn't kick me in the ass as much as it used to. So I can wait. So I can sit there and go, they're going to push back, trying to open up clubs for another month. I can wait. I can wait after that. I can let the young and hungry and dumb go first. Just let that first wave. It's like the first wave of, hey, we've got a vaccine. Who wants it? Try the young people. Things go south, they can kick it. Like, you know, you don't ever want to be the first wave. So let them do it, and then maybe I'll get out there. But man, it's weird to think. It's like, are things going to be that, you know, even remotely like it was? Are all comedy clubs going to be outdoor venues with space seating? It's like, we now seat over 30 people. This big arena and shit. And you just hear clapping, like, you know, it just seems, I don't know. It's muffled laughter because everyone's wearing a mask. It just, it's going to be different. I don't know what that's going to be, but like I said, I'm not going to be the first wave out there. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to take care of myself, and you should take care of yourself. And I think I'm going to get out of here. We're going to cut a little bit short today because I wanted to bum you out. No, I wanted to, I'm not going to just keep talking with nothing to say, but other than, you know, I got nothing, you guys. And I know you don't either. You're like, I don't know. I think it's great that I keep discovering music, by the way. I just, you know, not discovered, but like there's a band called Uncle, which is really like one guy, but it's a lot like Gorillaz with like the collaboration of different artists. Uncle does the same thing. It's like, you know, electronic musician who just has different people. Rabbit in Your Headlights with Tom York is probably the most well-known song that he's released. Like late 90s. But to go into somebody that you've heard like one or two songs and then you find out, no, I've heard like four or five of them. And then you go into, in that aspect about being, forced temporary retirement has been nice, has been able to, it gives you the time to just explore and go down a rabbit hole of YouTube, or go down, you know, watch a show that you would never watch, or, you know, delve into the back catalog of a musician you would never go down. So that's been nice. And maybe I can do the same thing with reading? Question mark. Maybe I'll up my Audible subscription and listen to more books on tape. Who knows? But, you know, that's it. I don't know. Just take care of yourself. That's what I'm, because we're doing, you know, I, the uncertainty and the fear, that's the only thing I basically use this, you know, my apologies on this podcast episode. I just have been kind of sitting there, you know, I feel all right, but it's when you just kind of sit there and go, what the fuck is going to happen? And we don't know. You just kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see what happens. You know, what's November going to be like? Holy shit. So, I don't know. But just know that you have friends and people close to you. Not physically, but, you know, emotionally, sort of. There are people that you know that are going through the same shit that you're going through, that have the same kind of thought process, that think that people are crazy and stupid, just like you. And that's enough to be able to connect with people and realize, hey, we're, you know, while we are in this together, it's really lonely feeling, except that you're not alone. We're all feeling this same kind of shit. It's okay to feel the way that you feel. Your thoughts and your feelings are not bad. They just are. It's just how you act on them. It's the same thing with recovery and stuff. Your thoughts are not evil. They're just thoughts. That doesn't mean you should act on them. They're just your thoughts. It's going to be all right. Just hang in there, you guys. Stay sober if you're sober. Stay sane if you're not sober. Everybody, please take care of yourselves. We'll see you next week. I'm John Raven. Later.
Bye. Thorn that pierces skin. Come back down to earth again. Cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, get away, gotta get away. For the Lord, don't make me stay on.